الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. Most respected students of Deen, mothers and sisters, those who are in the madrasa have now returned after having had some time on leave, some break, and after this break now have returned to madrasa. We keep discussing one aspect before the break. Whenever there's a lengthier break, often, even sometimes the shorter breaks, but more often when it is the longer breaks, so there is one topic that is discussed often, and that is that the break must not break us. The break is meant to be just a time to refresh ourselves, and the routine gets changed a little bit. But that is simply to just refresh ourselves. Not so that we go to a point when where the break has broken us. How can it break us? So what is being referred to is obviously spiritually, in terms of our deen. So now normally this is discussed before the break, but now there's something called muhasaba. Muhasaba means to take an account of oneself. Business people, they take an account, they take stock, they take an account end of the day, how much was the takings for the day. End of the month, they take a stock taking of some sort, or they do some balancing out what was the income, what was the expenses, what is still owed, what has to be paid. And then end of the year they do a very detailed stock take and the balance sheet and all the detailed accounts. Why is all this done? What is the need for it? Because it helps a person to know whether they are moving forward or backwards. Whether they are moving forward in the sense that in a business, whether they are earning profits and they are progressing, or whether things are going in a negative manner and they are thinking everything is fine. Then they get a shock after some time when they realize that the things have been completely off. Sometimes people left their businesses to others, and then many, many months later they decided to check what's going on, and they found that there was a major problem. Things were neglected, things, whatever was happening, Allah forbid. So till there isn't proper stock take, till there isn't muhasaba and checking, then one doesn't realize where the losses are. And also one gets to know if there's profits. So now normally or often before the break we speak about that how should we conduct ourselves in the break. How should we spend our time, what we should do, what we shouldn't do, and the same aspect that make sure that the break doesn't break us. Now we've come back after the short break, so let us make some muhasaba. It's a short break, so we can easily remember the things, how things went, some muhasaba. What did we do, how did we spend our time, starting off with our salah. All our salah was in order. Tilawat of the Quran Sharif, did we make tilawat daily? Or we missed out, or it was just neglected completely? What about the tasbihat, the zikr, istighfar, durood sharif, etc.? How much of this did we do? Every day we had some time specified for our zikr, or it just went on? So these are all the things that we should have been doing, and inshallah we did these things, but now how much and to what extent and how well and what was the quality in it? What is now, it was salah time, very haphazardly, in a rushed manner, just to get done with it. Now obviously if somebody does some work for us or does something, they cooked a meal in a slapdash manner, haphazardly, just rushed it, just to get it done with, and slapdash, we'll be very upset, we won't want to eat it, we'll want to just leave it aside. So slapdash things we don't appreciate, that rushed and slapdash haphazard work, we don't appreciate. So Allah Ta'ala also wants us to present quality. So now, did we present it with quality? So that's the one part of it. And then the other part of it is, Allah forbid, did we spend our time in a negative way? Did we spend our time in things that we should not have done so? So if that is the case, if that happens, then that's a big problem. Now we need to turn to Allah Ta'ala, beg Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and ask Allah Ta'ala's help, and make tawbah and istighfar. Sincere tawbah. The phone. What extent of the time was spent on the phone? And in what? Now so many times when people, this discussion comes up, and they are asked, how was the time spent? So on an ordinary day, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours of screen time. Allah forbid, what happens on a holiday? What happens on free time? Because that whole free time then goes, becomes totally something else. So now this muhasabah, we should actually just put something down on paper. Just some idea we'll get. Now then think about it. We got all the things that we did, mashallah, alhamdulillah. And then the negative side, Allah forbid, if there was something, then now we put that detail there. I wasted my time in this, or this that I did was terrible, was wrong, I shouldn't have done this. I went to this place, was totally out, there's an intermingling there, there was a mixed gathering. I should not have gone there. Whatever else, we wrote those down. Now imagine we got this, this is our, for the past week, 10 days, this was our account. This is our balance sheet. Now, nobody has any guarantee for today, for tomorrow, but supposing, if today was our last day of life, by Zuhr time, we're going to be gone, Asr time. And now we got this in front of us, would it really shock us that what if I have to pass away today, and my time, I have a feeling now that I'm going to be gone by Zuhr time, by Asr time. Can I go and meet Allah Ta'ala in this condition? With all these negatives in my account, inna lillah, I can't afford this. This is going to be a very big disaster. I need to make sincere tawbah now because I got 2 hours left, 1 hour left. We don't know for sure. But supposing if there was some idea that somebody got, how we'll be shocked and how we'll react to that? So now that's the point. That after the holiday, we should be always making this muhasabah. One is before the holiday, we should be making ourselves conscious. How I'm going to spend my time, what I'm supposed to do, what I'm not supposed to do, etc., etc. Now, after the holiday, this muhasabah. And we cannot allow things to then, if something went off somewhere, we should make every effort to start off with that things stay on track. But Allah forbid something slipped, then now is the time to then really turn to Allah Ta'ala very, very deeply. Make sincere tawbah, istighfar, beg Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and bring ourselves fully on track. Now this is a very short term, this last few, you can call it weeks left. These last few weeks, one is the fever of the exams come in, people get very, very concerned. MashaAllah, that's a very good thing, that we get concerned about the exams. On the one side, if there is genuine concern for the exam, then it spurs a person to make an effort to learn better, to work hard, to try to get good results. So that's a good thing, mashallah. But at the same time, it's meant to remind us of the big exam. The exam that will come in the qabr, in our graves, the exams on the day of Qiyamah, how are we going to react at that time? How we are going to, what is going to be our result? So now just as we become concerned about this exam and work hard for it, we must take the same lesson and apply it for the big exam, that we must work hard for that, we must make sacrifices for it. So the exam time is also a very important time to take this lesson. Many people, many students, when it's exam time, see them, mashallah, they really now, they salah, they're taking extra care and dua after the salah. Alhamdulillah, they're begging from Allah Ta'ala, very good. But it's not only for one exam that we have to beg from Allah Ta'ala, we have the bigger exam. And we have this whole life to correct ourselves, that we have to go in a way that we are correct, we are pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. So, this is a short term, very short term. Before we know it, we already exams. So let us turn to Allah Ta'ala for the bigger exams already. And put our life on track. And then learn a lesson from those things that we now, we did our muhasabah, we took a stock of ourselves, we see, hey, this is a big problem here. So take that lesson from now for the long break that will come. That I need to learn how to avoid all this going forward. In a short time, just now it will be the December holidays. We don't know whether we are alive still or not. But if we are around, we need to take a lesson from this holiday of how we are going to avoid those pitfalls coming in the coming holiday. Otherwise, we go back in the same cycle. And then we, Allah forbid, become more deeper into things. And when a person gets very deep into things, then it's hard to come out. How many people, they are struggling to come out of things that they hate to be involved in now. They genuinely hate that, why am I doing this? But there's a thing called addiction. They become addicted. Now when you're talking about earlier, we mentioned people 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours screen time on an ordinary day. Now this is called an addiction. One person advised him not to have his phone when he is in madrasa, because it's going to be a big distraction. So he replied and said, but there's a con. Now he did it, alhamdulillah, he took the step. So he left the phone out, he goes to madrasa now without the phone. But now in madrasa previously, he was every free moment when he was getting a chance, whether ducking and diving or how he was doing it, but he was now looking at the phone, something or the other. So now that he left the phone behind, so now he is updating and he's saying, but there's a constant itch for the phone. Meaning this, like how when a person itches, he has to scratch it. If he doesn't scratch it, then now he feels very uncomfortable. So now likewise, this phone has become like an itch in the mind. And now how he's going to scratch that itch, it's inside the mind. He wants to tell a person, doesn't look at the phone, look at some social media, go into some internet site, whatever. Till then that itch is not now satisfied, is not suppressed. So now this itch is from shaitan. This is an itch from shaitan. And shaitan creates that itch so that a person stays stuck there. So therefore we have to now learn from this. We do this muhasabah and learn from this for the next holiday. I don't want to fall in the same way again. Because Allah forbid, then when a person falls once, falls twice, and the person starts, well, becomes unconcerned. Yeah, I fell so many times now, so what it matters. But then, get deeper and deeper. And what's the outcome? Person loses their own respect. They cause so much of grief to themselves, to their families, people around, and it becomes such a problem in life. The dunya is gone, the akhirat is gone. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect us all. So, we need to turn to Allah Ta'ala in sincerity, and in particular, we need to now learn a lesson. So do this muhasabah. Muhasabah, you'll find in the lives of very, very great sahaba ikram, you'll find this muhasabah. In the lives of the awliya. Now these people who are such great personalities, they found the need for this muhasabah. They felt it necessary. they felt that they should be making sure that they have this. And we don't feel any necessity for it. No need for it. I don't have a need for it. They had a need for it, but I don't have any. Something strange about it. Very, very strange. It's like a very healthy, fit person. And he's saying that I have need for this particular food because it's very important for the health. Now that healthy and fit person, he feels the need for that food because he wants to keep his health, maintain it. And there's another weak person, can hardly walk, he says, I don't need anything. I don't need anything, I'm fine. Whereas he's barely walking. Now he doesn't even realize that he's sick. So coming back to the aspect that we are discussing, that this muhasaba is a very, very great thing, very important aspect. And it is this muhasaba that will bring a fervor in the heart. How many times have we sat to think, but how much of my life can I claim, or can I think, we can't make any claim, that went on the positive side of things, and how much of my life went negatively. Think and ponder, my parents, how many percent do I give myself, for what extent of respect I show to my parents, how I talk to them, how I interact with them. Now, when this kind of topic comes up, immediately there's a response to it in the mind, or we even say it. But no, the thing is that, look, okay, I know I was not too respectful. When a person sometimes it's completely blatantly disrespectful, very seriously disrespectful. How it is then expressed, I know I was not too respectful, meaning I was little bit respectful, not too respectful. Whereas it was not little bit also. It was complete disrespect. Now the issue is that we lose track of what is termed as disrespect. Now for example, somebody back answered their parents, you know, but I didn't disrespect her, I didn't swear at her, my mother, I didn't go and, you know, physically hurt her or abuse her in some way. I didn't even swear. But that back answering, the Quran Sharif says, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say uff to them. Meaning any way of showing any irritation also. Don't express that. Now that back answering, does it feel nice to the parents? Do they feel okay with it? They feel no problem with it? Or it hurts them? It cuts their heart. In the Hadith Sharif, the word that is used is uququl walidain, uquq. Uquq means disobedience. It comes from the word aqqun. Aq means to cut. Because being disobedient to the parents cuts their heart. It injures their heart. It hurts them. So now the Quran, the Hadith Sharif is saying, don't even say uff. The Quran Sharif is saying, don't even say uff to them. Don't even say uff, because that too is hurtful. It's painful. Meaning any other word also, which has a similar issue, that it is used to express irritation. So now what about a whole back answering, and that too in a raised voice, and in a loud tone, and in a kind of aggressive manner, and a person says, but I didn't do anything, I didn't say anything, I was fine, and I didn't disrespect, I just said something, but I didn't disrespect. That was major disrespect. That was major disrespect. So now we lose track of what is the definition of respect, what is disrespect, what constitutes disrespect, all these things we lose track of. So we need to turn to Allah Ta'ala, beg Allah Ta'ala's help, and come onto these sifat, onto these qualities. What's going to bring us there? This muhasaba, one of the important things, very important aspect, muhasaba, checking within ourselves about all these things also. What is my level of taqwa? Think about it. Surround, think about it. What is my level of the love for Allah Ta'ala? Now, somebody will say, but how do I gauge from that now? How much love I have for Allah Ta'ala? So how much of time am I prepared to give to Allah Ta'ala? Time, proper good time for salah with ease. Time for tilawat. Time for zikr. Time for being helpful to people. But yeah, all my time is screen time. So then what claim can I have for the love of Allah Ta'ala? It's just a hollow claim. So now to sit and think about it, that's the lesson in all this, is to think about it. How do I deal with my parents? What's my manner? What's my behavior? What's the extent of respect? So now, that's a very important aspect to now think about. Do we think? Do we have this time for muhasabah? So normally we come, or rather before the holiday, before the break, we discuss how we should spend it. Now we have to do this muhasabah of how we spent it. And then on a broader level, on a general note, muhasabah. What is our extent of doing things correctly, etc. And this, inshallah, will take us from strength to strength. It will make us conscious. It will make us realize where our shortcomings are. We tend to just go about things without any bother because we don't think. But now we'll become conscious. Now we'll become aware. And we will, it will move us. It will move us somewhere. It will move us to change our ways. It will move us to become more respectful. It will move us to give better time, better quality time to our tilawat, to our zikr, to our salah especially, etc. So this is the lesson for today, the lesson of muhasabah, that we should be taking stock of ourselves. And in all other things, the commands of Allah Ta'ala, how many commands am I breaking? How many times you have to think about that? We know many of it too. Maybe some we're not conscious about, we don't realize it sometimes. But many we are aware of. How much do I uphold the laws of parda, for example, fully? But it's Allah's command. It's a command of Shariat. So now if that I'm shirking in, I'm lacking in, I need to change it. I need to come back to Allah Ta'ala. So likewise, all other things, to think about it. How much of this valuable, this priceless asset of time, how much am I wasting in things that are going to harm me? So now when we think about this, we take the time to think, then inshallah we'll see a great difference in so many aspects. We'll be moved to now start making some changes, to correcting ourselves, to improving ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we start implementing this muhasabah. For today inshallah we will round off a little bit earlier to give us the time to actually sit down now and make a brief muhasabah for at least 3-4 minutes, 5 minutes. Muhasabah, think carefully, make something, small little notes to give ourselves an idea. And then, that's for ourselves, for nobody else. But then look at it and think, if my life had to leave today, had to pass away today, then how would I go? Would I be happy to meet Allah Ta'ala in this condition? Think about it. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala save us from all the harms. Allah Ta'ala protect us from the traps of nafs and shaitan. Allah Ta'ala keep us with istiqamat on deen till our last breath and improving all the time in our deen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.